It's mid-show at Circus of the Senses, a special edition of the Big Apple Circus. In the audience for this small one-ring production are about 1,200 children, most of them visually or hearing impaired. They sit in rapt attention, their faces aglow in the show's dancing colored lights. They've come to the Circus of the Senses today to thrill at the amazing, death-defying, and often silly antics being performed in the ring. At this moment, it's the impossible body-bending moves of Mongolian contortionists.
Oh my, now there's one young lady on the pedestal, and everybody else is balancing in some kind of backbend on her at the moment.
That's Paul Binder and Michael Christensen describing the action from a sound booth located behind the crowd. Their commentary goes directly into headsets worn by the visually impaired children here. Binder and Christensen co-founded the nonprofit Big Apple Circus in 1977 to make this traditional and popular form of entertainment more accessible to communities across the country.
So in that spirit, we want to make the delight, the joy, the wonder, the excitement of this one-ring circus available to as many varied populations as we can.
Christensen says the idea for the Circus of the Senses arose when they realized that some populations need extra help to share in that circus fun. In order to bring the experience to the visually impaired, the two received extensive coaching from professional audio describers and from blind people. Christensen says they learned that their running descriptions had to stay ahead of the action in the ring and ahead of the excited gasps from the seeing crowd. It wasn't enough merely to react.
If you cannot see the show and we're describing a triple somersault, if we describe that triple somersault as it happens, you will hear the audience around you gasp because they will see the somersault. So you're kind of left out of that gasp. So whenever we can, we anticipate that triple somersault so that you hear it described at the same time that people see it, so you can join the collective gasp.
Christensen adds that he and Binder take pains to be careful with the speech they use, but the blind people who coach them have warned them against being too careful.
We were always very sensitive about phrases like, look at that, or did you see that? And when we brought that issue up to the blind person who was giving us notes, he said, don't worry about that, that's silly. Just say it like that and it's fine.
So I guess you have to have a lot of fun for them to have fun.
Absolutely, and believe me, it's not hard for us to have fun. We love doing this. It really is a blessing. We get up there, and when you can feel and hear and see these kids enjoying the circus, it's just like any other audience having a thrill of their lifetime at the Big Apple Circus, and you wouldn't know that there's any kind of disability going on at all.
The deaf and hard of hearing are also fully accommodated at the Circus of the Senses. Ann Trayman, who helped create Circus of the Senses, notes that today's performance features several highly trained American Sign Language interpreters. Trayman also helped develop a headphone device that uses infrared light to convey sound to listeners faster than sound waves.
Because you're isolating the sound, you're taking sound directly from the stage through the feed. You're getting this pure sound, and you can still hear the audience because it's not completely blocked, your ear.
So what's it like to see these kids having so much fun at the circus that you've helped enable them to enjoy?
Oh, unbelievable. And to see a child truly experience something that they could never experience before, it's amazing. It does the heart good.
After the Circus of the Senses show is over, there is a special touch segment where young audience members like Anthony can enter the ring, meet the performers, and touch the animals they may not have been able to see or see well.
Have you ever been to a circus before?
Yeah. I was in the front row seats, so I could see really well.
What about the colors? Were they really pretty?
Yeah, the light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you could grow up and be one part of the circus, what part would it be?
It would be everything.
As in any circus, clowns play a major role at the Big Apple, which is evident from this school group's impromptu serenade of the clown called Grandma.
Hello, hello to Grandma. We're glad you came to play. Hello, hello to Grandma. We'll have some fun today.
Grandma is played by the clown Barry Lubin. He says this touch segment is a treat for him, too.
We as performers actually get to meet the audience. It's not just the audience getting to meet us and getting to pet a goat or a dog or a horse today. And some of these people I've seen since they were very young, and now they're getting older and their families are still bringing them to Circus of the Senses. It's a neat experience for me every year.
The Circus of the Senses, which will be performed twice this year, once in New York and once in Boston, is only one community service performed by the Big Apple Circus. It also sponsors Clown Care, a program to take clowns and the cheer they bring to pediatric hospitals. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.